Klingon word from the word.
Shokdich dach chak, jik the path vo yin, dach lij dach rach fullness vo kuch, dach lij nich grop pa och pleasures forevermore. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Because most humans don't have starships, we find other ways to explore distant solar systems. Astronomers have come up with many creative ways to study and evaluate impossibly remote locations. We've used their techniques, for example, to discover planets before we can even see them. And today, we use their methods to hunt for what Klingons would call yinroch, life signs. Signs the psalmist sees as well. David declares, "The Lord shows him the path of yin, life." In Hebrew, the word is chayim, a familiar word from the toast l'chayim, and the jewelry that uses the shorter form chai, made up of the two letters chet and yod. This word for life occurs over 450 times in the Bible. The New Bible Dictionary says that in Scripture, life is associated with light, gladness, fullness, order, and active being, and contrasted with the darkness, sorrow, emptiness, chaos, and silence, which are characteristic of death. Indeed, David, by speaking of a path of life, suggests that there are some other paths, perhaps like the book of Proverbs describes, there is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. The astronomers who hunt for yinroch, life signs, in the universe, talk of something I think that is like the path of life, the habitable zone. You see, depending on how powerful a star is, you can easily identify the orbital region that is just right for life as we know it. Too close or too far from the sun, and life has no chance. If a planet's orbit is like Goldilocks' porridge, neither too hot nor too cold, then that world is in the path of life for that star. We're not planets. The path we find ourselves on is not an orbit. It's the result of choices made by us, by family, by friends. And David tells us the path we choose can be one that the Lord shows us, a path that leads to life, not just in the here and now, but a path into life forever. As it says in Proverbs, "But the path of the righteous is like the dawning light that shines more and more until the perfect day." Looking for yinroch, signs of life? There is someone ready, right now, to show you where to find it. Ask him today.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. And please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new StarQuest podcast network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relexification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.